Monotogari is a light novel series penned by author Nisio Issen with illustrations done by Taiwanese artist Vo Fan, and the series debuted in Kodansha's amateur literary magazine in Mephisto all the way back in 2005, beginning as a collection of short stories on a specific set of characters and situations. It's known for its unique narrative prose, allusions to other anime and manga, and Nisio Issen's signature wordplay. In its early publications, the stories had no illustrations, and Vo Fan was kind of brought on much later to contribute to the series. Kodansha then collected three of Nisio Issen's short stories and compiled them into what would be their first series and their first volume, Bakere Monogatari. And since its inception, the series franchise has enjoyed a considerable amount of success with cross-collaborations and with different brands. The rest is history, and with a rise in popularity, the series was given a critically acclaimed anime adaptation by none other by Shaft. Yes, that Shaft. With veteran Ayuki Shinobu serving as kind of the chief animation director. And the animation adaptations consist of multiple series, multiple seasons, arcs, characters, and plot lines that have provided us with over 10 years of entertaining story. The anime featured distinct anime sequences, fast cuts, and use of mixed styles within frames. That is Monogatari, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. But before I get into that, I should share with you with our episode sponsor for this week. Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? It's a pretty wordy question, but it's very important, because Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames. These blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of glare. The past year, we have all been glued to our devices more than ever, especially myself, ever since starting this podcast over just a year ago, in the height of everything, of the craziness of 2020. I was glued to my iPad, the laptop, and the phone so much, researching anime, watching anime, researching manga, reading manga to craft the best episodes of anime goodness that I could for everybody this past year. And our exposure to digital light has soared, and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. So, Baxter Blue is also a force of good and provides a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our listeners 10% off. That's right, 10% off your next purchase of blue light, sleep, or kids glasses. All you have to do is click the link in our show notes for your exclusive discount. Waiting for you to invest in blue light glasses. We know you will love the Baxters, and we know that you will feel the difference. Now, on to this Monogatari episode, and get ready for that famous hey-o. Hey-o, what's up, buddy? Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying yourselves. This is your boy, C-Dub, a.k.a. Mori, a.k.a. The Independent Variable, a.k.a. Mr. He has no coffee this morning, but had a chocolate bar. Look, breakfast has been a little weird, you know, these last few days. All right, I've been a little busy. I'm going to get some real breakfast in me. But how you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I've been thinking about you. Once again, this episode's coming out on a Saturday instead of a Friday, so I hope you guys don't mind. Mainly because this one took a little more work than I expected, but the point is, it is out. It is here. And then I'm going to be talking a little bit about a series that I have recently have fallen in love with. A series that you guys have probably been telling me and screaming me to do eventually, and here it is. And this may get your hopes up or maybe let you down a little bit, because this is going to be my Monogatari kind of ultimate watch order guide to a spectacular but puzzling series. I'll try to find a way to condense that, right? Like, that's a little too wordy, right? But I wanted to create like a little watch guide. before I start going into and review some of these arcs and review some of these series later into the future, and kind of give me a little bit of buffer room before I talk about some other things coming up in the later weeks. But like I said, it's a series that I've been kind of falling in love with a little recently, and I was like, you know, why not help out the people and do a little watch order kind of guide for everybody? And I think the good way to start is with the story, right? In describing the Monogatari series is kind of a, both an easy task, but also a challenging task at the same time, especially if you're trying to explain it to a person for the very first time. And the suffix Monogatari is usually stuck at the end of each new arc, which translates to story or tale in English. For example, the very first one, Baki Monogatari, would be translated into English as monster story or monster tale. And the basic, down to the bones, basic story kind of follows a high schooler named Koyomi Araragi. And he encounters various girls dealing with supernatural phenomena, usually involving curses called oddities. And a reoccurring thing of the first season kind of relies on the animal imagery, such as, you know, crabs or cats, snakes, and monkeys. And helping him along the way is his little vampire servant, Shinobu, who kind of hides in the shadow after a past incident between them, which we'll get into a little bit later. And having experienced some of these phenomena himself, he works to resolve the problems of these girls and meeting new friends and enemies along the way. And who Koyomi helps depends on the arc. And because they're usually focused on one girl at a time, with some loosely connected follow-up arcs afterwards, and also the release of the novel doesn't exactly correlate with the release of the anime adaptation. I will say up front, though, my advice to all those new Monogatari viewers, take it by arc, you know, take it arc by arc. Find a good starting point, get into the series, because getting into the series is trying to piece together a puzzle. So, the best way to start, or a good way to get this train moving, is the characters, right? And I think to really digest and enjoy the Monogatari experience, you're going to have a surface level understanding of the main characters here. And much of the series is spent with Koyomi often having discussions with one of our heroines and learning more about them as the series progresses. So, without further ado, let's get into our main character, Koyomi Araragi. And he's our series' main protagonist, our third-year high school student, ex-vampire for a brief period, and appeared in the most arcs series involving supernatural oddities. Next is Hitagi Senojuhara, nicknamed Gahara by Araragi, by the way. And she's a troubled classmate dealing with an incurable disease. And she possesses a sharp tongue, which she regularly harasses and grills Araragi at every single chance she gets. But she's sincere. She's devoted to him, especially when they start dating. And she's actually symbolized by the crab. Next, we have Tsubasa Hanekawa, the bespectacled, you know, glasses-wearing classmate of Araragi, who he met a year prior. And she's the model class representative. She harbors an alter ego, though, which is pretty interesting, known as the Black Hanekawa. And as the Black Hanekawa, she stalks and attacks her prey at night. So, none other. She is symbolized by the cat. And next, we have Mayoi Hachikuji. And she's a spirit of a deceased fifth grader who died in a traffic accident. She carries around a huge backpack and haunts people who hesitate to go home. She's always annoyed by the antics of Araragi, but also enjoys his company sometimes. And she's symbols of the snail. Next is Tsuruga Kanbaru, and she's kind of the star player on the basketball team, and she harbors an attraction to Gahara, and her arms are always wrapped in bandages, kind of like a la Lee or something from Naruto. But her bandages are as a result of the deal she made with an oddity to make her faster. And her symbol is the monkey. Next, we have Nadeko Sengoku. She's a underclassman of Aragi, actually, as a childhood friend of one of her sisters. She kind of develops a crush on Aragi a little bit later on in the series. And she was actually an unfortunate victim of a curse after rejecting the confession of another classmate that coiled around her skin and kind of left scale-like scars. And so she's none other, symbolized by the snake. Next, we have Aragi's sisters. Karen first. We'll talk about Karen first. She's the athletic one, the hot-blooded one. And she's one half of the Fire Sisters duo with their younger sister, Tsukihi. And she's energetic. She's loud. She's always fighting with Aragi at every chance she gets. And she's symbolized by the bee. And then her younger sister, Tsukihi Aragi, you know, the other half of the Fire Sisters. She's the more introverted type, a little more thoughtful. She can be hot-blooded at times. But on that note, she doesn't really believe in the existence of the supernatural. And she herself isn't entirely human. And actually has traits of the legendary phoenix. So, of course, she has to be symbolized by the bird. Now, Shinobu Oshino, is the immortal vampire character whose appearance mirrors that of a young blonde girl who serves Aragi as his companion. And her real name is... And I'm sorry for this. Actually, why am I apologizing for this series? But this is deadass her real name. Kiss Shots Esserola Orion Heart Under Blade. And she was once a blood-hungry vampire who fought to the death with Aragi. And after losing to him, she was forced to accept the deal. And so now her body regresses. And she is made into our main character's companion who hides in the shadows. So, woohoo, anime vampires. Oigi Oshino is a mysterious first year with very pale skin, very dark hair. They're gender fluid, and they kind of take a strong interest in Koyomi's interactions with the supernatural oddities. The last character that I wanted to get into is Sodachi Oikura, and she's kind of our main antagonist's childhood friend. Who used to have a very warm personality and would look up to him. Now, as a third year high schooler, she has a fiery demeanor and blames him for most of her misgivings and failures. And now that you have kind of a basis of understanding of some of the key players in the Monogatari series, at least for the first compiled volume in first series Bakemonogatari Monogatari. Let's get into the order of things. I know there's some kind of contention with this one, and there's always a little bit of debate on what order you should do in watching for this franchise, especially if they're prequels. But I think you should start with Kizu Monogatari. I can't speak today, is it, because that's a three-part film series that features the more detailed animation and a slightly different art style than the TV arcs, and it focuses on the relationship between the vampire Shinobu and our main character Koyomi. And chronologically, the trilogy is where everything starts for our main character here. While newcomers could theoretically watch the film trilogy first, it's really made for dedicated fans as well. And the film series kind of goes over how Aragi first met his mentor, Meme Oshino, briefly became a vampire, fought off like three hunters looking for Shinobu, and it goes over his first meeting with Tsubasa Hanekawa, and how Shinobu became pretty much Koyomi's companion. And Kizu Monogatari ultimately sets the stage for the events that occur in the first TV series, Bakemonogatari, and those who watched the first episode from this series kind of remember Shinobu's story briefly flashing by. So the film trilogy actually goes into more depth in those very rapid scenes in that first episode of Bakemonogatari. Now for the TV anime story arc, or the first season story arcs, Bakemonogatari, obviously. And it hits us with the arcs with Hitagi Crab, Mayoi Snail, Sudaga Monkey, Nariko Snake, and Tsubasa Cat, right? And so the first season of Monogatari series introduces us to Aragi and his companions with various heroines at a school. Bakemonogatari primarily focuses on the stories of, as I said, Gahara, Mayoi, Kanbaru, Nadeko, Tsubasa, with subsequent follow-up arcs later in seasons, but the story focuses on, you know, introducing Aragi's mentor and who kind of guides him, Meimei Oshino, by the way, who shows him how to resolve the oddities plaguing the heroines. Overall, Bakemonogatari is a good starting point for those wanting to get into series because it introduces most of the key players who will be important later on. Next is Nisei Monogatari. And these arcs are Karen B and Tsukihi Phoenix, his younger sisters. The second arc, Nisei Monogatari, sheds light on Aragi's family life with his two younger sisters, Karen and Tsukihi. And it's taking place during Aragi's summer break. And the story gives us more insight into his relationship with his sisters, his personal life, and how supernatural oddities start affecting them as well. So, and a major antagonist called named Kaiki, I believe, debuts as the con man that causes these oddities to occur. He also has a little history with Hitagi or Gahara. Moreover, we get some revelations about Tsukihi, are also kind of revealed when Aragi learns that she herself is a supernatural oddity herself. So, next one. I would probably place Neko Monogatari Black. And this basically arc focuses on just the Tsubasa family. Neko Monogatari Black takes place right before Hitagi's story in the beginning of Bakemonogatari. And sometime after the Kizu Monogatari film series. So the primary focus is on Tsubasa Hanekawa and her burgeoning romantic attraction with Aragi. So the latter is still trying to figure out things for himself. But his efforts are kind of complicated because Hanekawa is possessed by a cat spirit. And this kind of causes her to develop a split personality that attacks people at night, and Aragi, you know, has to find a way to stop her. So, and during this time, he takes some careful considerations of his feelings for Hanekawa. So, the next one is the second season story arcs. Before I go into the second season story arcs, the first season story arcs were between the years of 2009. Production, not in canon plot-wise, but in production-wise, was from 2009 to 2012, and then the second story arcs were 2013, 2014, and which started out with Neko Monogatari White, and this was based on the second volume of the story arc titled Tsubasa Tiger, and the story brings us to present day. During the second semester, and it focuses once again on Tsubasa Hanekawa, and Aragi is notably, you know, our precious main character is kind of absent in this arc, and in his place is Gahara, and who tries to bond and be friends with Hanekawa by talking about their shared relationship with Aragi. And the story really continues Tsubasa's character arc involving her inner cat spirit after encountering a large white tiger on the streets one night. All the while, she deals with a tense situation at home that's causing some friction with her foster family. Next is Kabuki Monogatari. And meanwhile, Araki has to deal with some of the ramifications of time travel and changing the past in this Kabuki Monogatari. It takes place on the last day of summer break, and Araki searches for Mayoi's large backpack to give back to her. And he soon realizes he and Shinbo have time traveled 11 years into the past. And wanting to use this opportunity to save the young Mayoi from, you know, dying in an accident, they succeed and return to present time. Unfortunately, they find the world more or less destroyed as a consequence of their actions here. The next one is Otori Monogatari. And Otori Monogatari continues the story of Nadeko Sengoku, which, if you remember, is the snake one. And it kind of deals with her ordeal with the snake curse. She meets Oegi Oshina, who confronts her for using her innocence to escape responsibility in life. And afterwards, she starts hallucinating. And she starts hallucinating images of white snakes around her that begin killing them. Eventually, Nadeko becomes an oddity herself and starts confrontation with Araki, Shinobu, and Hitagi Senjurohara, or Gahara. The next one now, one of my favorite ones, is Oni Monogatari. This takes place right after it takes right place after Kabuki Monogatari and right before Uturi Monogatari. And Oni Monogatari turns the story to Shinobu after she and Araki return to the correct time period. A mysterious kind of void followed them to destroy the new world, and both Araki and Shinobu in the process. So the answer to stop this destruction lies in Shinobu's memories from over 400 years ago. And the dilemma of letting Mayoi's spirit finally pass on. It was actually really good. It's actually one of my favorite ones. Next one is Koi Monogatari. Koi Monogatari takes place after Uturi Monogatari and follows the curse of the con man Kaiki Deshu. And we find out that he's hired by Hitagi Senjurohara to deceive the new snake god oddity Nadeko from killing her, and Araki and Shinobu on the date after graduation. And the last one of the second season of arcs is Hana Monogatari. And Hana Monogatari follows Suguru Kanbaru, the monkey, symbolized by the monkey, in her senior year graduation of Hitagi Gahara. I'm going to keep calling her Gahara. And Koyomi. And it's the adaptation that is set in the furthest timeline so far. And it gives us glimpses of some of the main characters' future. Tsuruga is still dealing with the after effects of her cursed arm. But hears of a devil who solves people's problems for a price. So she might be a little enticed to look into that a little further. But now, we're going to move on to the final season arcs. And these take place between 2014 and 2019. And then start off the final season arcs is Suki Monogatari. And as Araki prepares for college exams, you know, he's kind of noticing that he doesn't have a reflection in the mirror. And he's worried that his vampire powers may have returned. So he turns to oddities specialist Yozuru Kagenuri, I believe, and her Shikigami doll, Onoyoki Yosugi, for some help in the matter. And Suki Monogatari particularly focuses on Yotsugi and her relationship with Araki, and kind of taking place after the events in Koi Monogatari. So it's kind of going directly right after by the end of Koi Koi Monogatari is the second, you know, kind of the penultimate to the second and last season. But, you know, it's all good. Next we got is Owari Monogatari 1. And the final season is titled Owari Monogatari. And it's primarily split into two cores that aired at different times. But it adapts the same novel. The first half takes place during the events in various second season story arcs like Nadeko Medusa, Shinobu Time, and Tsubasa Tiger. And it shows us how Araragi met Ōgi Oshino during their request to investigate a mysterious happening in a classroom. And it kind of led him to remember an important memory from his past. Another story is explored how Araragi and Suruga Kanbaru have to deal with a samurai spirit and armor demanding his demon sword back. So there's also that. Koyo. The next one is Koyomi Monogatari. Koyomi Monogatari, goddamn, this is getting hard to say, is an original net animation that kind of fills the story gaps of the overall Monogatari narrative. The series is kind of a side story anthology that kind of gives us more insight into characters such as Tsubasa Hanakawa, Ōgi Oshino, and how they affected aspects of Araragi's life not seen in the main adaptation. So each episode title begins with the name of Koyomi and a random object like stone, water, flower, and etc. Next is Owari Monogatari 2. The final episode of Koyomi Monogatari leads directly into the beginning of Owari Monogatari 2. It's the second half of the Owari Monogatari storyline, and it's kind of the culmination of everything that's kind of happened so far. And I mean everything. So, Araragi is kind of stuck in hell as a ghost as a result of his death on Earth. And he reunites with Mayoi in hell, and who may have a way for him to be resurrected, perhaps, and pending a special deal. So, afterwards, he takes Hitaki on a date as he prepares to confront the mastermind behind all of these supernatural oddities occurring over the past few months. And then the last one, Zoku Owari Monogatari. This was released in 6 parts, and Zoku Owari Monogatari is arguably the definitive chapter in the final season of Monogatari and closes the story of Araragi's high school life. With any good final story, it's obviously, you know, it's important to go all out and revisit the past. In Araragi's case, he found himself in a parallel world where all the personalities and suppressed desires of the heroines he's helped have manifest, kind of really, he's helped have manifested themselves on the surface. So, Zoku Owari Monogatari chronicles how Araragi comes to terms with life after graduation and how he can return into the real world. So those are the three season story arcs and their different stories and tales within each other. Before I end this episode, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hope you guys will share, subscribe, like, and definitely rate, especially if you're listening to an Apple podcast. Make sure that you guys rate it and give it a star rating. Give it 5 stars if you've been loving the show. And give it leave a nice little comment about the show. Say what you like about it. A little review also really helps the show get discovered by more people. But thank you so much for that. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But for right now, I do want to go over real quickly the chronological watch order guide to everything. All 15 tales, stories in order for you real fast. Okay, not so fast. I don't want to confuse you. But you want to start off with Kizu Monogatari. Then you want to go with Neko Monogatari Black. And then Bake Monogatari. Then Nisei Monogatari. Then Kabuki Monogatari. Oni Monogatari. And then Owari Monogatari 1, Neko Monogatari White, Otoro Monogatari, Koi Monogatari, Suki Monogatari, Koyomi, Koyomi Monogatari, then Owari Monogatari 2, and then Zoku Owari Monogatari, and then finally Hana Monogatari. Just rewind it back if you need to hear me say it again, or rewind it back further if you want to hear why I'm putting it in this chronological order here. But that has been your ultimate Monogatari anime watch guide kind of help episode for you guys. If you guys want to get into this and try to make sense of things, this is my idea of how you should do it. The biggest piece of advice, like I said near the top of the show, was find one that you like. If you have already watched one, go in it and just go it arc by arc, and then maybe fill in the pieces on your own. Unless you want to go straight from the top to the bottom, that's fine. Or if you've already seen one and you kind of want to just move on from what you've seen and then move on down from there and then fill in the parts, it's totally fine. Because these are not also very ones. Some of them stand out pretty strongly on their own as it's pretty good shows on their own. So if you've seen one out of order, it's okay. You can always fill yourself back in, and it's no one's gonna gatekeep you from watching this. I just wanted to give this nice neat little guide and try to help people who are really interested in the series, have never even seen it maybe, but heard about it, been putting it off. This is your chance. After listening to this, I hope this gives you some kind of motivation to go and watch Monogatari. And now you have a nice little, basis. It's always good to have a nice base for going into new things. And hopefully this worked out for you as well. But you've reached the end of Weebcast. And I hope you guys will enjoy your weekend. I hope you guys will have a look. Because it's lovely out there. I don't know where you guys are right now in the world, but it's a lovely looking day outside right now on a Saturday morning. And, if you guys take a little break from watching anime, take a little break from reading manga, playing some video games, whatever the case may be, if you don't have to work, take a walk. Just take a walk a little bit. Maybe listen to some podcast. You can listen to some past episodes of this podcast if you wish. That's your prerogative. But take a little walk. Get some time. Get some fresh air. Let's treat everybody with some respect. Let's keep moving forward. Good. Let's make ourselves better. Let's help other make us better. And I hope you guys have a lovely weekend. But before I let you guys go, just want to have a reminder that make sure you guys rate, subscribe on wherever podcasting platform you may be listening to this to. Keep sharing this show with your friends and family. Get involved. Always comment if you like. You can comment on the Reddit if you've seen me post it on Reddit. You could also comment on my Instagram or my Twitter accounts when these episodes are posted. Always welcome to do that, and I will always reply and respond. I make it a mission to always do that to the people who have questions and or just want to say nice things about the show. It is totally totally fine. What else is I gonna say? But I could keep plugging for days and days. No, I'm kidding, but seriously, you guys have been doing lovely with supporting the show. I can see the show's growing in a very good direction. This year, I feel like it's going to be a good year. And I have a lot of goals for this year. But the main two goals is to reach 5,000 downloads by the end of the year and have a co-host. Those are the two main goals. And I know with your help, with sharing and listening, I will reach those goals. So, this has been Weebcast, the number one anime manga show on the internet, and this has been your boy, your host, with the most C-Dub, and I'm Audi 3000. See ya.